So now that Thanksgiving's done, it's time for college football. Rivalry weekend started last night in Starkville, Mississippi, when the Mississippi State Bulldogs played the Rebels of the University of Mississippi for the 110th time. The Bulldogs won 17-10 in overtime on this touchdown by quarterback Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott. Forget about it. Touchdown, Mississippi State.
The annual Mississippi-Mississippi State game is called the Egg Bowl because the winner receives a football-shaped trophy that looks a little bit like an egg. Joining us now with more on college football this weekend is John Bacon. He's author of Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. He joins us from the studios of Michigan Radio. John, welcome back and happy belated Thanksgiving.
Magna, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
So first of all, John, let's talk about all the rivalries that are happening in the next couple of days. What's special about them?
What's special about them to me is that no sport has got rivalries like college football has got rivalries. These things go back a century plus. They're based on college campuses. Michigan and Ohio State are not going to move to Nashville for a better stadium. So these things deal with cultures, with state rivalries and so on. They go back, like I said, a long time. These include, by the way, 102 trophies, Magna, including 7 bells, 4 buckets, 2 spittoons, beer barrels, bourbon buckets, peace pipes, and yes, even a shot glass. I don't know how you put the winner on the shot glass, but that's for them to deal with, of course. One of my all-time favorites is between Montana and Montana State. This has to be the most testosterone-y bowl of all time, called the Brawl in the Wild. And yes, Magna, they play for what? An oil painting. So go figure on that one. We won the oil painting. Put it over the couch.
That doesn't really seem very football-y to me, if I can say that. And
I see, agree with this.
From your book, I see that you've also pointed out that, for example, Georgia and Georgia Tech play in an annual game whose official title is Clean Old-Fashioned Hate.
Yes, indeed. And I do believe, Magna, they mean it. So you got to love this stuff. Look, between the Lions and the Bears, for example, obviously the NFL is a huge deal. But these guys don't even know each other. They didn't pick their teams. They didn't. There are no values associated with the Bears versus the Lions, I don't think. So in this case, of course, you pick your teams. So you pick Georgia Tech versus Georgia with a clear conscience, obviously, so you know what you're doing. And that's why these things are fueled very greatly with this passion. Between Michigan and Ohio State, for example, any high school player who leaves the state of Ohio to go to Ann Arbor to play for Michigan knows that is a one-way street.
Uh-huh.
So you are not going back the same way. So these things are fueled very much by passions that that are self-selecting.
Well, we're going to talk about Michigan in just a minute, but I'm seeing that Georgia and Georgia Tech are going to meet for the 107th time on Saturday. So, I mean, these rivalries are longstanding, the passions are authentic, and, I mean, has commercialism worked their way into these genuine games that go back, you know, a century?
It's trying to, obviously, and it does get there occasionally, but the beauty part is the brown jug between Michigan and Minnesota, the Tulane and LSU play for, I am not kidding, Magna, the rag. I think that happened because they forgot to have an actual trophy. And here's the rag. Congratulations. But you really can't get to the rivalries because those predate all of this stuff. The bowls have been infected, obviously, but the rivalries are probably the last real stand for the purity of the passions of college football.
Okay, so let's talk about the big rivalry game that's going to happen this weekend. It's tomorrow afternoon, Alabama, the number one team in the nation, playing number 5, Auburn. So the game's going to be played at Auburn. How do you see it shaping up?
You got to figure Alabama is the team to beat here, no question about it. But you also got to figure, too, that they're playing at Jordan-Hare Stadium in Auburn. Auburn is the number 5 team in the country. They've only got one loss to LSU. If they win that game, they've actually got a shot at a national title. I'm still picking Alabama. They got a machine down there. If they win, they're on their way to their 3rd consecutive national title. That's not been done since Fielding Yost in 1904 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So that would go as one of the all-time great achievements.
Now, it's going to be the 78th Iron Bowl. Since we were talking about crazy trophies, why is this one called the Iron Bowl?
This one is commercial, Magna.
Okay.
It's not organic. It's called the Iron Bowl because the game used to be played in Birmingham, Alabama, neutral territory between, of course, Auburn and Alabama. And Birmingham's big role in the steel and iron industry, so there is your Iron Bowl. And these guys did not play between 1908 and 1947. The passions were so intense. They started playing again in 48 because the governor and the legislature insisted on it, basically. It had not become the Iron Bowl till 1980, and Bear Bryant, God bless him, used to call it the Bragg Bowl because that's what you're really playing for.
We did mention Michigan, and I know you're a Michigan guy, so let's talk about the Wolverines and their game against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Ohio State's ranked number 3. Michigan isn't ranked, but does that really matter, the rankings, when it comes to predicting who's going to win a rivalry game?
Well, we're not dumb here in Ann Arbor, of course. There are 2 touchdown underdogs Michigan is against Ohio State, even though it's in Ann Arbor, Michigan, of course. This team at Ohio State has not lost a game since Urban Meyer took over in 2012. They are now 23-0 under him, and he took over a team that was 6-7, so that's a pretty sterling achievement right there. You never know what's going to happen in this game, and we do say throughout the records, I'm not quite that blind, but if Michigan does get into the game, they've got a shot.
Okay, so let's talk about another team, Florida State. They've been right behind Alabama in the rankings for most of the season. And for true blue college fans, having a 1-2 matchup, I think, is the thing that people would most like to see. But there's a cloud hanging over the Florida State quarterback, Jameis Winston. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, famous Jameis Winston, of course. He's the quarterback, star quarterback, Heisman Trophy candidate, might be the leading candidate, but here's a catch. He is under investigation for sexual assault with a Florida State female student December 7th of 2012. This has obviously been dragging on for some time. And that's the problem is you don't know how to handle this. He's not been charged yet even, innocent until proven guilty, and yet you cannot deny the fact that this is clearly an ugly situation potentially. The flip side is State Attorney Willie Meigs is 70 years old. This is his last term. And he has not been afraid to tangle with Florida State in the past. So he might well do what's right, whatever right might be, and make unpopular calls on either side of this. But the problem is we're not sure when or if he's going to be charged with this crime.
And Winston is a top candidate for the Heisman Trophy, right?
That is correct. And here's the other trick, is that the Heisman Trophy voters, they're not a jury. So the last thing college football needs right now is another bruise on its reputation. And if you award a trophy to a guy who is subsequently going to prison, that is obviously not a grand situation. So my strong hunch is here, just the specter of this is going to be enough to probably knock him off the pedestal as the Heisman Trophy favorite.
Now, in the last couple seconds we have, John, we did already talk about Michigan and Ohio State, and I know you're going to be focused on that game, but is there any other matchup in sort of big time or small time around the country that you think we ought to be paying attention to?
The most fun one left, Meghna, is number 24, Duke. That's right, Duke football, not basketball, versus UNC. They have lost 19 of the last 21 contests against UNC. And they're not even favored in this one, even though they're ranked. If they win that game, that is the first 10-win season ever for Duke football.
Well, that's John Bacon. His latest book is Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football. John, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Meghna, thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Oxfam America, on the ground in the Philippines, delivering emergency aid to survivors of the typhoon. Learn more at oxfamamerica.org. And Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games created by neuroscientists to improve memory and attention. Learn more at Lumosity.com.